This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
About 15 minutes away from the AMA. Ask me anything, any question, any topic. We'll get the phone lines open. 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Tuesdays at 1:20 means Brandon Adams joins the show from Dog Nation Daily, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. BA, how are you?
I am doing great. It's good to be with you guys. George got a win on Saturday. Feel like, you know, the world is righted at least briefly.
Yeah, I was going to get – that was kind of where I was going to start was, you know, coming off Alabama, obviously great game, came up short, going to happen against good teams sometimes. Was that a satisfying – answer, if you want to call it that, against Kentucky?
Yeah, I don't know, satisfying, because it's hard to know how much it means. I mean, this is the deepest SEC I think we've seen, but Kentucky is by all indications at the bottom of that pecking order. Yeah. So, you know, you didn't maybe prove much because of the opponent that you're playing, but on a Saturday or a season in which you see upsets happen all the time and teams struggle with teams they're not supposed to struggle with, the fact that Georgia did make it look relatively easy against Kentucky probably at least means something.
What about, in your opinion, because I said it, we heard a couple of people say it seems like Gunner still ain't letting it loose.
I think he probably did a little better with that on Saturday. And the other thing is he obviously had two rushing touchdowns. And to me, the weirdest thing in the midst of this, because it is clear when Kirby Smart said what he said after Saturday about Gunner having an interception of, if you don't take any risk, we're never going to quite be the offense we need to be. That's essentially what Kirby said. It's obvious that Kirby has thought that Gunner has not quite given Georgia everything that it needed. So I think that Kirby's candor postgame is a strong indication of that. I'd also add to it as well, Marshall game to begin the season, he's Georgia's leading rusher. Week two against Austin Peay, barely runs at all. Doesn't run much against Alabama. Last week, two rushing touchdowns in the first quarter. In addition to, is he really cutting it loose as well as he could? It's also this disparate rushing attack of sometimes he's running, sometimes he's not. Seeing that stabilize, I think, is also an important thing here, too.
I heard you talking about that yesterday, just about Kirby kind of saying what he said after the game. And, you know, we all see it. Like, it's, you know, there's throws that are there that aren't being made. But it reminds me of early in the Carson Beck era when he was kind of doing similar, you know, more conservative approach. Kind of reminds me of Stetson Bennett. Hard to believe that was true, but it was early in Stetson Bennett. He wasn't throwing the ball down the field as much either. Like, I guess sort of a two-parter. Like, is there something about the way those guys are coached at Georgia that leads to them maybe being a little bit more risk-averse? And then also, what did it take for those guys to break out of it? Because they did.
Well, they are asked to process a lot. Quarterbacks at Georgia are going to be asked to take on a lot. And look, in the case of Carson Beck, he got better over the course of 2023, but probably regressed a little bit in 2024. And there are mitigating factors that touched on that. Yeah. Here's the thing, though, I think we can say about how all of this relates to Gunnar Stockton. Look, I believe that right now Georgia's better on offense than it is on defense. And I think it runs the ball better than it throws it. The Georgia rushing attack really is much improved over a year ago. The statistics bear that out. We can see that with our own eyes. My point here is you'd like to believe that gives Gunner some comfort to say, we're running it pretty well right now. Quietly, the offensive line's also slowly, I think, apart from some injuries, starting to play a little bit better too. So Gunner ought to have some space to let his confidence grow or his decision-making and his processing happen at a more accelerated pace. Because right now, he is certainly not being asked to put this full offense on his shoulders because, honestly, Georgia on the ground, a couple of rushing touchdowns for Dylan Bell, what Chauncey Bowens is becoming, Georgia – the best part of Georgia right now is what it's doing with its ground attack.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this game, Billy? I mean, we know night game down there in Jordan-Hare, it's going to be ruckus, it's going to be loud, all those different things. Now, Georgia's handling their business every time they go down there. I do it every year since they made the change of, we can't play Alabama, Georgia back-to-back. I always make fun of that, but it is what it is. You got to go play no matter what time of year it is. But what is it about this? Because we saw that Alabama defeating Georgia got the people off of Kellen DeBoer's ass. Mm. If they ain't on nobody's ass other than Hugh Freeze.
And I tell you this, I actually listened to the Hugh Freeze press conference yesterday, and I thought he was real honest because they were competitive in the game against Oklahoma and the game against Texas A&M, at least from a final score standpoint. But he really owned what he thought was offensive failure against Texas A&M in particular and said, we know we've got to play better. We're hoping to feed off a home crowd to do so. So the bottom line is Auburn has lost two straight, but I do expect them to really swing for Georgia on Saturday. Yeah. And listen, Georgia is now like most teams in college football. If you're a Georgia fan, you either go to the stadium or tune into the game hoping your team is going to win. It's not this thing of a couple of years ago where you know you're going to win. It's simply an answer of how many. I think that Georgia goes in the game hoping it's going to win. And I wouldn't say to any Georgia fan, do not get any false confidence in the fact that Auburn's lost a couple of times, because I think that Auburn's going to give a big shot to Georgia on Saturday, and Georgia's going to have to play well in that hostile road environment. They're going to have to play well to win. I expect this to be a close football game.
I think that that's true across the board with most teams. Like you're saying, like most teams in college football, it kind of is what it is as far as the competitive balance being a bit closer than it has been. I do think teams like Georgia still get looked at, though, by their opponents as a big opportunity,
yeah.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, we're a little bit closer in talent, but if we beat Georgia, we feel like this. Or if we beat whoever, there's a few teams that are still like that, but that's a tough spot where it's like you are similarly talented, more so than it was 5 years ago, but you are still kind of the Super Bowl for some teams as well. So
well, that's it goes tough. Back to what Randy said. You know, the Kalen DeBoer wins against Georgia have probably saved his job security as much as anything.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hugh Freeze finds himself in that position here now where I think he knows that he's on thin ice with Auburn boosters, Auburn fans, which is a perpetual story for Auburn, whoever its coach is, but it's Hugh Freeze right now. I do think he knows how much he has to gain from a quality of life standpoint if he could find a way to beat Georgia on Saturday. And that's why I think they're going to be swinging for the fences against UGA.
Tell me another coach that's on the hot seat that we just talked about with Mike Conte. What do you think about what's going on at Penn State with James Franklin?
I think after a while, it just is what it is. They just don't beat good teams, and they just don't seem capable of taking that next step. And honestly, the loss Saturday at UCLA, I put a lot of that on just how weird the Big Ten is now when you're in State College PA and you got to travel all the way out to LA to play this. That league was warned, if you make yourself this big of a conference that stretches the entire continental landmass of America, you're going to face some problems because of that. And honestly, I think that Penn State ran into some of that on Saturday too. They clearly were a worse team, awful loss traveling that far. But ultimately, you go back to the game against Oregon. Wide out, big crowd, big chance. How many times are we going to see Penn State in this spot under James Franklin before you realize they're just not capable of taking that next step? Because if they were, they already would have.
Is it worth it, though, in those situations? And it's hard to say. None of us have an emotional stake in Penn State. But we've probably been at this point with our program before at one time or another. To say that, all right, we're really, really good, and I have no idea who replaces him that takes us to that next level, because getting to that next level is the hardest thing to do in sports, knowing that if you do replace him, it's much more likely that you don't even stay where you are. In fact, you probably take a step in the other direction and just become okay.
Yeah, it's a huge risk because, like you said, it's more likely than not that you probably would regress, and it's also important to keep in mind, as much as it doesn't seem true right now, for Penn State, for Texas, for Florida State, for a lot of these teams we're going to mention, there are very few teams that are actually eliminated from the playoff race. I put Notre Dame in that too. 10-2 will get you in, and Penn State mostly scarfs up wins against these lesser type of teams that's about to play. So what we're going to see, to go back to your question, is for the next couple of years, teams that make the playoff will get a little bit of a boost within their own fan base for having done that. But once you realize, even if you do make the playoff, you're still not capable of beating the playoff level teams, then all of a sudden, even the playoff appearance is going to be devalued. Mm. And it gets back to, can you get me the wins I really need? And if you can't, then fans, almost en masse, are going to be in favor of rolling the dice.
Good go.
What's the difference between James Franklin and Steve Sarkisian? But, you know.
It's a really good question, although the one thing I will say in defense of Sarkisian is he did go to Alabama when Saban was still there and won that game in 2023. That's a big win. Back-to-back trips to the Final Four. He's the only coach in America right now that can currently say that. But, boy, this season right now is an all-time flop, especially when a lot of this is on Arch Manning. I thought Manning was going to be good. We're used to Texas being overrated. I thought Manning would still be good. But this is turning into a – I mean, they may win against Oklahoma on Saturday. I believe they probably will. But this is turning into a real story. This is turning into a real story of I cannot believe that all the skepticism of this much attention for the Manning, and it's actually turned out to be all those questions are 100% warranted. It's
all right,
amazing.
They're playing the music. We got to go. We had a lot to cover.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And I think we did it. Thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate it, B.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast every single day. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. We'll take one more break and come back and answer all of your questions. Just got to call and get on hold. 404-726-0929. The AMA is next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.